Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because today in many Islamic countries, today marks the first of the holy month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed. It is the month in which we are obliged to fast, and also the month in which is the month of repentance. And the acceptance of, acts of worship. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which is about the month of Ramadan. But first, let's turn to a verse of the Holy Quran in which the month of Ramadan has been mentioned. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: "The month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind." Right? So this is one of the first distinctions of the month of Ramadan. It's the month in which the Quran was sent down, with manifest proofs of guidance and the distinguisher. So let those of you who witness it fast in it, and as for anyone who is sick or on a journey, let it be a similar number of other days. Allah desires ease for you, and He does not desire hardship for you. And so that you may complete the number and magnify Allah for guiding you, and that you may give thanks. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the reason why the month of Ramadan is called Ramadan, he says, "Verily, Ramadan has been thus named. إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الرَّمَضَانُ لِأَنَّهُ يَرْمَضُ الذُّنُوبَ. It has been thus named because it scorches away sins." This is a kind of an allusion to the name Ramadan, and the Prophet Muhammad, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and alludes to the fact that this has been derived from the Arabic root Ramadha, in which which kind of alludes to a scorching away of something, and Ramadan is so called, has been named with this epithet and this designation because in this month, with our acts of worship, our fasts, and our recitations of the Holy Quran and whatnot, our sins are, they are scorched away, they are burned away, and no trace of them remains. So we hope and we pray that pray for our esteemed listeners that they can make most of this blessed month, and that all of their acts of worship are accepted in this month. In another beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad has been reported to have said, "If the servant were to fathom the worth of Ramadan, he would wish that the Ramadan lasted the whole year." This is how spiritually beneficial the month of Ramadan is. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessed month of Ramadan in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل
صلي على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد